Ben Shar Gimel, Parah Gimel. But I don't want to learn that. What I want to do, because I think it'll help us understand things, I want to tell you my ongoing chashash. My ongoing chashash is that it's very easy, I find, to get carried away in an esoteric world, or even a world of physics, which is the opposite of esoterica, and not understand in this. And Agav, like, physics is very esoteric. That's what I'm saying. It's even though it's called physics. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't like the comparison to the sugya of quantum physics for two reasons. Number one is, I don't understand quantum physics. Maybe you probably do, but I'm not that well educated. But number two is, the little bit I understand, I don't think it's the same Shiloh. But I think it's similar, and it's a mushroom. So what I'd like to do, just to make it more for the case of juxtaposition than anything else, is I want to learn this one parak of Tanya, and where the Tanya is throughout, and but in the two main paragraphs or passages of the Tanya are here in the Chelek introduction, if you're not a Tanya guy. Tanya... Chelov Beis is called Shar HaYichud VeHaEmunah. Chelov Aleph is Sefer Shel Beinonim. He himself didn't call it Shar HaYichud VeHaEmunah. He called it Sefer Chinuch Katan. That's what he called it. But I just want to point out something here before we learn this, that the Nefesh HaChaim, I mentioned this, the Nefesh HaChaim works with a Seder that in the first Shar, he speaks about Adam and our power and our Koach and how we in this world can manipulate the entire Shemayim. Yes, does it ring a bell? Shar Aleph is all about how every Maisa we do here is doing something in Shemayim, and the Yerushalayim Shemala is affected by the Yerushalayim Shemata. It was all about the Sarusa de Lasata. So it means to say that, in other words, the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, by the time that Titus came to be Macher the Beis Hamikdash, says the Nefesh HaChaim. So there was a whole thing before that. But before that was we were doing Averus in Aschinam, etc. That changed the Yerushalayim Shalmala, because that evaporates straight up, and that came down in Titus. So Ad Kedei Kach that the Gemara says that when Titus destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, it was a straw house, which is very important for our lessons. So that's the first shar of the Nefesh HaChaim. Second shar of the Nefesh HaChaim is how does this Adam that we just described connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And there he speaks about Tefillah and Brachos, which we spent months on. In Shar Gimel, he talks about, so you have one, two. In Shar Gimel, we're talking about Hashem itself. Not us, not our Kesher. What is Hashem? And gets into a much, I can't say more interesting question, but a question of what is the world? What is existence? What is, you know, so in the yeshivish world, they say a lot of times, like comes up in learning, that, yeah, but that's not the Metzius. You know, what's the Metzius? So Metzius means, what does Metzius mean? How would you translate that? What? What's Matsui? So, you know, it's not the Metzius. So the Metzius is, you know, you can't argue with the Metzius. That's a klal in halacha. You can't argue with the Metzius. You know, like halachically, you know, Yad Soledes is hot, less than Yad Soledes is cold. Metzius is you put your finger in less than Yad Soledes and you burn yourself. So like there's a Metzius. According to the Inyanim that we're learning now, we're discussing the Metzius itself. Is there such a thing altogether as a Metzius? What does it mean? And Metzius, that word, existence, this is the first Rambam in its full glory. That Chayav Adam Lahamin Sheish Matsui Echad Vuhu Mamsi Kol HaMetzius. Everything that's matsui is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ha-matsui ha-yechidi, says the Rambam. And if the whole world of imtidama b'nafshecha, says the Rambam, if you would think for a moment that the whole world doesn't exist, so then it doesn't make any difference, Hashem, it's to who? Dayan Matsui, he would still exist. And if you'll think for a minute that Tadama Lanafshika, that Hashem doesn't exist, Ein Kol Matsui B'Metzias Klal. So everything's all about Metzias. The whole thing is about the Metzias, you know. So, you know, in Hebrew we talk about Metziuti. So the question, the subject of Shar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim, should be clear to us, is we're describing Hashem vis-a-vis the Metzias of this world. What is it? The Baal HaTanya has a little bit of a different mahalach, because in Chelek Aleph of the Baal HaTanya, it's also divided into four. But in the Chelek Aleph of the Tanya, the Baal HaTanya speaks about the Avodas HaAdam. If I have more mitzvahs and averis, what's a benoni, what's the yitzahara, avodas ha'adam. And after all, it makes sense, because Sifrei Chassidus, is the whole idea is to make it, that everything is avodas ha'adam. There is nothing but avodas ha'adam. The only thing that's important to us is avodas ha'adam. So that's his first chapter, but it's not that dissimilar to the Nefesh HaChaim, who speaks about the power of an adam. It's a similar type of a thing. In the second chelik, which is called Shar HaYichud Be'Amunah, which I just want to learn this one passage today, Shar HaYichud Be'Amunah, he doesn't speak about the Avodas HaAdam. He talks about the Tashtit, like the infrastructure of the world. What is the world that we live in? Which is what we've been talking about in Shar Gimel. So really, what Shar Beis and Shar Gimel is the Tanya Chelik Aleph Chelik Beis. Is this meaningful to you? I just want to bring out the structure of how the whole thing works and how to think about it. It's really Shar Beis, Tefillah, and Avodah, and Shar Gimel. And here in the Shar Yichud Ve'Amunah, I wish everybody had a copy, but you know, he says as follows in Perek Gimel. It's not a long perek. Hine Acharei Hadvarim Vo'Emes Ha'Eleh. After I've just described, what he described was that, very similar to the Nefesh HaChaim, that the world is not created once and then Hashem walked away from it. What's important to understand is that Hashem is constantly creating the world. That's an important yesod, according to everybody. The important yesod is that whatever this table is, it's a Metzias, it's not a Metzias, it's constantly being created and recreated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu every millisecond. That's for sure. That's for sure. And therefore, by the way, there's no real problem, if you will, with a miracle happening, because it's keneged ha-teva. Hashem did us a favor by giving us teva. It's a favor. It's a chesed from Hashem, because imagine the table would not be recreated one second. All of a sudden, this would be a hippopotamus. So the whole world would be unpredictable. So you can predict science. Science is the predictability of nature and part of science. And the fact that Hashem creates everything the same way as he did a second ago, for the most part, is a chashuv chesed, you know. You know, teva is a chesed. You know, if somebody wants to relax, you take a nature walk. You take a walk in nature. Teva. Walk in nature. You know, imagine that teva, what's so relaxing about it? Because oilam kimin hagai hoilech. Like, look how beautiful it is. The river is flowing and the mountains are there and the clouds are there and the birds are chirping. And it's a beautiful thing. Let's say all of a sudden you're taking a nature walk and the river starts going the other direction. Or it turns into blood. So this would not be very relaxing. It would be surreal. It would be a nightmare. So teva, the fact that there's some predictability to our lives and to the world, is a good thing. However, it's not a difficult thing, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change it and do a nes, because it just has to change the chomer of creation for that one second. Poof, you have Kriyas Yamsuf.
What happens on Shabbos?
What happens on Shabbos?
Creation.
There's still teva.
Hashem.
It's a mistake that people make. That it's not that Hashem stopped creating and recreating the world on Shabbos. He stopped creating anything new on Shabbos. There's nothing new. Meaning the Bria stopped. There's no Chiddush.
It continues
to be sustained. Maintenance is there. We're on Shabbos, we're allowed to eat. We're not. Rav Hirsch is Meirich in this Nekuda, and right there in Brachos, and he says that it's the whole avoda of Shabbos is not to be mechadish. is not to create something new. You make a fire, you're creating something new. That's the whole, you know, Ad Kedek, every malacha, all lamentas malachas are creating something new. Ad Kedek Hach, he says that when the only time, this, you'll enjoy this, the only time you're not creating something new, l'chayra, is haitzah, when you take something from one rishus to another rishus. And on that, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Beis, Gemara says, avayda geruahi. It's a malacha geruahi. It's not a real malacha. But Rav Hirsch says that, but those that know that that this one that's over here and this one's over here, it's a different metzias. the makom of the thing changes the metzias kufa. But so Hashem creates, recreates on Shabbos 24/7. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would cease to create the world. Umamsi kolan imsayim. Period. Now that's what the Baal HaTanya said until now, and I think we all have to agree with that. Behine achre hadvarim ba'emes ha'ela. Once we understand that, kol maskil al davar. Anybody who thinks about this, yavin la ashura, will understand clearly. Eich shekol nivra v'yesh, hu ba'emes nechshav la'ayin ve'efes mamish. Now let's be careful with everything that we've learned in the last couple of weeks in the Nefesh HaChayim. Let's now be medayik in these words intelligently. Kol nivra, everything that's created, right? This is a nivra. So kol nivra, v'yesh, everything which is a metzias, right? Everything that exists. Whom be'emes, in truth, nechshav, this thing here is nechshav la'ayin ve'efes mamish. It's really not here. Does that sound like the Nefesh HaChayim? Yeah. It's not really here.
What's what nechshav doing there?
Oh, legabe, I got better than legabe, in comparison to relativity, in comparison to koyach hapoyel v'ruach piv, that which is giving it existence, and the ruach piv shebenifal hamahavel say. This, we're looking at this and we're saying it's a cup of water, but in reality it's much more than a cup of water, and it's not even a cup of water. It's nothing. The fact that it's a cup of water is nothing. What's important here is the ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is causing it to exist.
Is that just a restatement of the Rambam, isn't it?
Well, I hope not. Hamahavoi say tamid umaitziyoi, and it's that ruach Hashem. This the Rambam doesn't say. Is that ruach Hashem umaitziyoi, which takes it out of the category of ayin? Maitziyoi may ayin mamish liyesh. In other words, why are we looking? I'm just saying a davar pashut, that, you know, like we all think we see light, but you don't really see light. Yeah, I mean, if you want to say what is that thing existentially, and I think that the Baal HaTanya is not a philosopher, so this has to become mamish avodas Hashem. But if you say that existentially, this is a cup of water and this is a book, he says you're missing the main thing of it. You're seeing just the al tistako b'kankan elu b'mashiyesh boy, as he's saying. Why are you seeing it that way? Understand that this is all like the energy of Hashem, which is causing it to exist. Does it have some kind? Does it look like a book? It looks like a book, but that's the least. What he's saying is that's the least important part of this book. Okay, leave the Rambam for a second. We'll compare. So it's the energy of Hashem, umashakol nivra v'nifal. So the words, because I want to concentrate. Mashakol nivra v'nifal nira lanu liyesh. The fact that everything that was created looks to us like something. It's something. You can examine it. You can take it apart. You can build it, rebuild it, destroy it. Right? It's something. Umamish. It seems to exist, right? This phone cost, you know, $1,000. It exists. Right? Something exists here. Zehu, the only reason it looks like something, says the Baal HaTanya, Zehu machmas she'enon u'masigin v'royim be'enei baser, with our fleshika eyes, we can't see es koach Hashem v'ruach piv she'benivra. And here's the key. We don't see the ruach Hashem which is in it. This is the key word. Which is in it.
Bit.
Yeah. Shabinivra. Aval ilu nitna rishus. La'ayin lirois. If we would have permission to see, or let's say like this, let's say we would all of a sudden be handed by Eliyahu Navi a pair of glasses that allows you to see the world as it is. So the last thing, you know, like, it's like, just, again, a mushal, everything's a mushal because who knows what the nimshal is. But it's like, you know, you can look at somebody, you look at a person and say, he's a big person, he's a small person, nice person, he's a good person, strong person, weak person, old person, young person. You could say all those things. But you're not really getting to the essence of the person. In other words, if you talk with that vocabulary, you're talking in a very superficial level, which is very useful to talk in a very in a superficial level. But if you talk deeply, what am I? You're going to define me by my height, by my size, even by my brain power. There's so much more. And this is, you know, we're talking on Shabbos about this, that the P.S. Etzner writes, to define a Navi by the fact that he says Nevuah is completely wrong. A Navi, he says in the Mavi Shorim, a Navi is something much more than, a Navi is something that he does. That's not something what he is.
Is that what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw when he came out of the
cave? What, some kind of a reality. Yeah, you know, yeah. I have a feeling like this, that let's say there's malachim. We believe in angels. There's malachim. So let's just say a malach is looking at this world. It's a malach. Gavriel, Michal, choose your malach, is looking at this world. I don't think he's saying the same thing that we're... I don't think that malach sees the same thing that we see. It's a whole different thing. Just like Lahavdol of Havdol, so I'm not making a comparison. Like, you know, does a dog see the same thing we see? You'll never know. Every. I'm saying that, like, not forget the dog. No, I'm saying that just, I'll tell you what the context is. Just because we see something a certain way, who says that's the emes? A dog sees it in a much less way, I think, and a malach sees it in a much deeper way. Doesn't see the world as we see it. It's not a bria like we are to see things what we see. So which one is right? Who's right? So it's a stupid question. who's right? It's not about a question who's right, who's wrong. It's one b'tzias to a malach and another b'tzias. But it's, I'll say one thing is the etzem of the zach, is the atzmius of the thing, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruach. Ruach.
But it's still bothering me just that you have this thing of consciousness on the entity that's seeing. One's doing the observing. That's the critical part of it.
Okay, but it's subjective to what I see. A Talmud Chacham sees something different than an Amaretz. Sees different, you know, the idea. A Navi sees something different. That, you know, the Brisker Rav says in the Parsha of Navi, Elov Tishmon, he says, Agav, notice that he says that a Navi, it's not just he sees the future, he sees the Shemaim, he sees the Messias differently. It's a different Messias. He's like, at the moment of Nevuah, he's like a Malach. I'm convinced that a Malach doesn't see things the way we see it. It doesn't have to deal in the dimensions that we see it, in the Matzias that we see it. So, but okay, that's fair enough, Lakula Alma. But what's interesting here is not what he's saying is that the Gashmias that you see, the cup, and even the water, is not really the Matzias. The Matzias is the Ruach Hashem, which is in it. And that's why he says later that everything has a neshama of some sort. Everything has a neshama. Because without the neshama, taich of neshama is the Ruach Hashem, which is in everything. Otherwise, it would not exist. Blade of grass. Every blade of grass has a neshama from a Hasidic point of view. By the way, this is, I would say, not only the Iker Machlekes between Hasidim and non-Hasidim, but this is the Iker, the contribution of Hasidus. Like, make no mistake, this is not like a little point. This is the Iker, not just Chabad. This is the Iker of Hasidus. The Iker of Hasidus is God and is in everything. And that's what he says here. That you see, the Chiddush is not that this doesn't exist. The Chiddush is that it does exist, but not as we see it. Because the Nefesh HaChaim told us that this doesn't exist altogether. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. But what the Baal HaTanya is saying, of course it exists, but not as we see it. It's not a cup. It's not water. What is existing here is Hashem.
It's what you call it, in other words.
we call it based on our perception. So he says, if we would have the ayin lirai, so lahasig, if we would have the glasses to see, what this really is, right? Not a microscope, not a telescope, not a MRI, but you'd have the glasses to see, what is it really? What is it really? So shebechol nivra, lahasig is achius, v'aruchnius, haruchnius, shebechol nivra, hashefeya boy, Hashem, that everything is Hashem. V'ruach piv. Shebechol nivra shefeya by mimutzah mimoitze pi Hashem v'ruach piv loy haya gashmius hanivra v'chumroi mamashe nira klal leinenu. If we would have the eyes, except my poetic license, if we would have the eyes of a malach, we wouldn't even see a cup of water here. Because that's just how it's looking to us humans, just like maybe a dog sees something different, and a chamar sees something different. I tell you something, what's fascinating to me all the time, just on a real life basis, is how every person sees things differently. People see them and see us differently. You know, it's like the famous, is it half full, is it half empty? I mean, that's true of everything. Like, people see things and perception differently based on who you are. But it's barach the same. And maybe there's an MS to it, scientific MS to the Metzius, but that's only a scientific MS, says the Baal HaTanya, to the perception. To the behavior of that physical object, you know, based on what we see, you're going to die. You know, based on what we see, you're going to be alive. There's a gaiva to it, because what you see is only a mirage. It's not real, but that is the standard behavior. Teva. It is teva. So let me just, before he gets too deep into it, I just want to finish the point. If I would have the eyes of a malach, lehaya gashmius hanivra v'chumrai choimrai u'mamashai nira klal. If I would have the way to see something more truthfully, I wouldn't even see the cup. Leinenu. Why wouldn't I see it? Ki hu batal b'metzius mamash legabe achius v'aruchnius shabai. You understand this? You don't see something which is batal. Do you see tam in a if it's pachas mishishim? Do you see that tam? You don't even taste the tam. So it's batal. The world is batal in its ikar, he says, of the moitzei pi Hashem.
Why can a mouth say the apple and the bracha of the apple? In terms of that, the bracha is what we think is the shaman, it's the specific. And physical.
Because he would see it, but it would be so unimportant. That's his point. He could see it. You know, like, we can see a speck of dust here, but it's unimportant. It's unimportant to us. We won't even bother cleaning it. It's just a speck. So something which is butthole. So, you know, like, look in your day. Like, the klal is like a bal chai is never butthole. A barrier, a bria, is never batal. What's the pshat that is never batal? It is important, but something which batal means it's so unimportant that it doesn't, you're not machshev it like anything. So he's saying is that if we would see things correctly, look, isn't it true? I mean, there's 100 mishalim and no MS here, but you know, sometimes, you know, I had the dubious chus of talking to many, many people. A few minutes before they died. Because I'm a rabbi. So that's what rabbis do, talk to people before they die. I didn't kill them. I mean, it's not like... It's not a joke, because, for a while, so I was, I was doing this a lot, years ago. Meaning, I had a lot of older people in Buffalo, Holocaust survivors, and then older, World War I survivors. But once I walked into a guy's hospital room, And he looked at me and he says, oh, their Malach HaMavis is due. Okay. But the thing is like this, that you, already from like biblical times, throughout the Zman of the Gemara, people, you know, there's a book written, famous last words, you know, it's like a, like so many, you know, the G'dolei Humos Ha'olam, like what was the last thing they said? Who cares what the last thing they said? Let's get to the Emsa when their mind was working. Okay, when they're kids, we don't care. Why do we care? Were they incapacitated? The answer is there's a different, you see, everything in the world is so different. Everything in the world is completely different. A Zaken is different than a Tzayer. Do you know, like, you know, if you talk to teenagers, so, like, everything is black and white. There's only two tzedakim. Okay? Hello. Either it's right or it's wrong. Am I right? Anybody here have a teenager? Everything is, like, no, it's wrong. The older you get, the more mature you get, the more colorful life is. And it's not so posh. This is a possibility. That's a possibility. It's a maturation of the mind. And when you talk to somebody who's at the very end, so there's no nogeya bedavar here. There's no cognitive dissonance. There's no, you hear, you can hear like such an MS, and hence famous last words. You know, like you can hear such an MS, which it sees the whole world completely different, almost like everything that we went through in life and everything goes on in the world is just hevel, hevel havolim, Amar Kohelis at the end of his life. So Dafka, just recently, I went just to visit somebody in Tel Aviv in that big hospital. It's called the Herzog. Ichlov, yeah. I went to visit somebody, and you know, he was old and relative. And, so I said to him, as is my habit, I said, "So what do you want? Tell me something. What do you have to say? Like, I want to hear." He says, "Maybe he's 97 years old." This guy, he says, "Just so fast. Just so fast." Just so fast.
What's your favorite? Illness or life?
Life. Like, you know, you're going through something and the struggle and that struggle, and I have a business problem and this question and that question, and Shalom Bayis Rabbi Kippur. Phew. Like, you know, so this is like, you know, Yom Kippur, Kechaloim Yawuf. You know, it's like just so fast. I walked out of there, like, whoa. Like, you know, is it true that, you know, like at Shabbos, and then, you know, you start the week, and then all of a sudden it's Shabbos, yeah. Like, it's Shabbos again. What happened? Shabbos. So, like, you know, so there's a different, my point being, there's a different view, a different vision to somebody who's in a different place. So a Malach has even a different vision than that, Malach Hatzchila. It's a different vision. A Vlad b'me'imai, says the Gemara. So many examples of this. A Vlad b'me'imai, a child before it's born. Roya esa, me'saifa oilam at saifa oilam. Nachon? A Vlad b'me'imai, the Gemara says, sees me'saifa oilam at saifa oilam. And it has like a light on his head to be able to see, you know, like from one end of the world to the other end of the world. What's it? What? Hey, what? Also Adam Rishon, Roya esa, me'saifa oilam. But every Vlad, you. Everybody had this time where, why? Because it wasn't a Nivra yet. He wasn't a Nivra yet, so he's still in a, like an in-between stage between a Neshama and a Guf. And at some point, I believe the Maral says at 39 days, he's Raya Sa'ilam, Misayf Oilam, Atsayf Oilam. The Maral says that by Nita Daf Lamed and Chiddush HaGadol. At that point, because that's when the neshama comes in. The neshama comes into the body at 40 days, of 40 days after conception. By the way, that's all the halachas of abortion and everything all begin there, which is fascinating for our learning here, because what is ritzicha? I'm throwing out a lot of things here, so but I know we can handle. What is ritzicha? What are you doing there? You know, if I'm not real, so why not kill me? Like, but it's the answer is you're separating the neshama from the guf. So back to the Baal Tanya. I don't want to lose the thing. He's the two chidushim here is, one is the lesser chidush is, which we're spending time on, is that the gashmius is not really here. So far, I think everybody's on the same page. The bigger Chiddush that he says is that the Ruchnius is here. God is here. That's what he says.
Is here here?
Well, what's here? Yeah, here here.
That's because if it's not there, there is something there.
Right. It wouldn't exist.
Right. So I see some, whatever it is, maybe a cup, maybe light, but there's a God is there. If it's not the cup, it's not the physical cup, it's not reality.
But it...
Right.
No. Well, but the, when you say is here, Malcolm is a Bria. So he's...
The only thing that's here, Yachasi, he says, and we've got to be careful, is God. But there's a cup here. So, okay, there's a cup there, but it's butl, connected to what's really here, but we're not able to see. So what's really here, we're not seeing. This is tricky, because what's really here, what's actually here, the reality of this is not even something that we can see. So apparently we don't have to see it. Now...
But does Malkum exist?
Well, this is the kasha. The kasha on him, which Rav Chaim Lozen asks, is, okay, a person dies, the neshama goes away, and he's still there. Nobody saw anybody disappear, poof. He's still there. So you see that there's a metzius without neshama. And neshama is what he's talking about here. So it's kasha. But what he's saying, by the way, is very popular. It was very popular and it's very comforting to think that God is in everything. Ad kedai kach, that what you're seeing is batel klapi, the real existence of it, which is God. It's nice, very popular. Every man has God in him. Everything is godly. You know, and it's nice. And the only problem with it is it's possibly avodah zarah. because once you say God is here, we've got big problems. This is what's bothering Nefesh HaChaim. Once you say God is here, so then he's here. That means that he's here, and that means that he's there, and that means that maybe I should worship it, and that means you're God, that I'm God, that Hashem is a Chalakim. Where's the Echad? Where's the Einoi Milvadai? In my very, very humble opinion, I'm just saying this, Peter Shela, that Nefesh HaChaim's Kasha is better than his Teretz. Like, the Kasha is so powerful that how can you say Hashem is in anything Gashmius? This, the pantheistic idea.
My understood is, are we saying that God is, in other words, it's God's will?
No, wait, we're will, instead of word will here.
No, but Hashem is, to translate it, Hashem is willing this thing to exist. I mean,
He didn't say anything about willing.
That's
Rabbanal. Yeah, he didn't say anything about Ratzon. Ratzon is a different sugya.
Sure.
That's what you're saying. Let the words talk to you here. Shebechol Nivra. If we would have the eyes to see, Ulahasig, to see, Esachius va'ruchnius Shebechol Nivra. The ruchnius which is in this cup. Hashefeya, what ruchnius? What is that? Hashefeya boy, which is poured into it. Mimoitse pi Hashem, not from his ratzain and not from his. It's poured into it. Shefei abal mi moitzei pi Hashem. In other words, basarim amores nivra ha'olam. The world was created by moitzei pi Hashem. And when Hashem said yehi or, his words are in that light. He's in that light because he can't make a chilek. He can't make a distinction between him and his words. You can't do that. Then you're taking again away from the echad of Hashem. It's tricky. It's tricky, but it's important. It's worth it for us. I'm telling you, it's worth it for us. I find it so unfortunate that when I was a kid, 13, 14 years old, I learned the whole Tanya Baal Peh, all of it. And I knew it Baal Peh. And I recited much of it in front of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He asked me, do I know Tanya Baal Peh? I said, yes. And he said, let me hear. And I said, 26 prakim, I said by heart, and then he stopped me from talking. 26 prakim. And he gave me a buck. Great experience. Why do I say sad? Because...
That's all I remember.
No. It's because what did I know? What did I understand? You almost wonder... Like chaval that we didn't learn things when we were young. It's actually, if you didn't have the opportunity to learn things when you're young, in a certain way, you're better off. Because you're looking at it with grown-up eyes. Because otherwise, we're stuck in our children's in our children's books. So it's a, you know, you got to watch with the learning. But you know, like it's, if you want to, it's good. Like it's good to be a Baal Tshuva because you're looking at things freshly with adult eyes. You know, so I looked at this, but I didn't know what I was talking about. But now I still don't know what I'm talking about. I'll try it again, and every 10 years I try again. But what he's saying over here is that it's the ruchnius in it. Let me just. If we would have those eyes, we wouldn't even see the gashmius. Why? Ki hu batal b'metzius amatzi. Listen to the words. Ki hu batal b'metzius mamish l'gabi achias v'aruchnius shabai. That's the reality. That's the metzius. Me'achar. Why is it batal? Me'achar. And this is the answer to your question. Shemi baladei haruchnius haya'ayin v'efes mamish. If it wouldn't be for the ruchnius, it would be ayin ve'efes. Interesting, by the way, ayin is one thing, efes is another thing, and both words are used both together in the nefesh ha'chaim and in here, which we want to get to. It would be k'moy koydem sheshis yimei breishis, before Hashem did anything, that's what it would be if Hashem took away his chiyus from it.
It's like sitting in the theater and you look at the projector rather than the screen.
Right, but right. But the thing is, like, the screen goes off, you know? Really, if Hashem was not giving his power into this thing, it would be like, Koidim Sheshish Me Bracious Mamish V'aruchnius HaShefeya Alav Mimoitze Pi Hashem V'ruach Piv Hu Levadoi HaMoitzioi Tamid Me Efes V'ayin. What's taking this out from Ephes and Ayin is that Hashem's is powering it and turning it into a yesh, into a reality. Well, Mahavoy is making it exist. Imkein Ephes biladoi be'emes. And then he gives like a whole bunch of mishalom, of the sun and the light and and he ends his paragimel with a question, which is very interesting. How he ends it with a question. He ends with a question. He says. This is the last words of the parak. He says, the question is, Lama Einon Betelem Bimetzius, the Bruin, the world that we see it. Lama Einon Betelem Bimetzius Lemakairam Lemakairam. That's how he ends off with the question. Why are we not all buttled to the Bairi Oilam? Now, from this question, you can see a big shita. And the shita is, the answer has to be Tzimtzum. You're right. That's the next paragraph. But from the question, it's interesting. It ends with a question, and the question is, why are we even here? Like, why is there this this bria? So the first thing he's telling us is that if not for Hashem, we wouldn't exist. Does Nefesh HaChaim argue with that? But with Hashem, we do exist. Because it's the Hashem with us, within us that exists. And that's what the Malachim see, or the ones with the eyes see. Is that the same as Nefesh HaChaim? No, very different. Nefesh HaChaim says the whole world doesn't exist. You see the difference? Nefesh HaChaim says that the whole world, there is no reality. It's a movie. It's a dream.
They're both dealing with the same question.
Both dealing with exactly the same question. But they're giving a very different... And so he says, okay, the world wouldn't exist. And the only reason it exists is because Hashem is in it. The world doesn't exist. Nefesh HaChaim agrees. Of course the world doesn't exist. Because you can't say there's something other than Hashem. You can't say there's something other than Hashem. Let's just do the sikkum with this. You can't say there's something other than Hashem. Einoid Milvado. So what do you have to say? There's only two ways. Either you can say that this is a reality because Hashem is in it. That means there's Hashem in this book. Or you could say, a book doesn't really exist. It's much nicer to say that Hashem is in the book. But which like the Baal HaTanya says. But it's, says Nefesh HaChaim, it's philosophically incorrect. Because Hashem can't be in anything, because then you're dividing him, l'mechsa l'shlisha l'raviya, and you're saying that Hashem is in Gashmias. And the next thing you know, you can become a Christian. Because the whole chiddush of Christianity is that Yeshua HaNotzri was a walking emanation of God. And it's possible to be God walking around as a human in this world. Mamish. So the answer to this is, and that's why I say I think the kasha is better than the teretz. The kasha is, whoa, you can't do that. You can't do that. It might be a nice idea. In fact, it attracted billions of people. People liked this idea. I mean, I'm saying this did not attract Lubavitchers. Like the whole world believes this. And add millions of people that are Eved Avodah Zarah, the whole India, the whole East, the whole West. Everybody is into this. Everybody's into this idea that there's hundreds of thousands of gods in India. That means that Hashem is in them. I mean, they know what the word God means. They worship them. They worship the people. They wash their feet. They dive into them. They worship the people. Whatever they say, they worship the people.
Is that Shittuv?
What's Avodah Zarah?
No, if you say that God is in this and that, you know.
Okay, so Shittuv, maybe. The thing is, Nefesh HaChaim doesn't like the whole thing. I just want to get that clear before we go home. Nefesh HaChaim doesn't like the whole thing. God is not in anything. Okay, so, and it can't exist. We have two premises here that are Saisir Ahadadi. One is that God, that the world can't exist without God. And the other premise is that God can't be in anything. Forget about it. Okay, so how does the world exist then? If it can't exist without God, like the Baal HaTanya says, and God can't be in it, so how does the cup of water exist? Comes the Nefesh HaChaim says it doesn't. Simple answer. Doesn't. You think it exists. No. Do we exist now?
Just redefine existence. What doesn't exist?
Could you say it's a perception?
Once you say it's a reality, that God is a reality, then you can worship it. So you see, it's not.
If that doesn't exist, and I don't exist, and nothing exists, so what are we talking? What are you doing here?
Right. Oh. The kasha. Thank you. The kasha. The other way. Like the Nefesh HaChaim's kasha is a bumbo. it's a great kasha. Like it's not just a philosophical question. Like how can you say that God is in this cup? How can you say it? On the other hand. If God is not in me, or if I don't exist, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, if that's your answer, so what does it mean I did an Aveira? What does it mean I did a mitzvah? What does it mean I did a chesed? I'm just part of a dream. So that's the kasha the other way. So we're stuck. We're stuck until we can find the emes to this. And like Reb Nachman says, that just forget about it. That's what he says. Just forget about it. Like, just do Avodas Hashem and just forget about it. Just do what you're supposed to do. That's all. What's the difference if you exist? Rabbi Nachman says, what's the difference if you exist? My nafkamina. That's what he says. I know that, by the way, the Baal HaTanya met with Rabbi Nachman. A very interesting, apparently historic meeting. That the Baal HaTanya was traveling from place to place, and he came to the place of Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman came out to greet him. I don't think it was in Breslov, it was in a different place. And the Baal HaTanya, they came to meet him, and he invited him into his house, whatever that was. We know his house, we visited. And the Baal HaTanya wouldn't go into the house for some reason. A lot of these stories about him, right? He went in, he didn't go in. It's like, right? And they stood outside the driveway there for a day, from morning to night, talking about Tzimtzum. And they both walked away. It's very interesting because Reb Nachman walked away and his Hasidim said to him, so, you know, what did you think about the Baal HaTanya? So he said that there's a grace of Talmud Chacham. And the Chabadniks hate this story. Like, what a shtach. Talmud Chacham, you're a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Talmud Chacham. You know, we're talking about a big Talmud Chacham. That's the, so it's interesting, like the Lubavitchers, but this is a story. And the Baal HaTanya apparently said, they asked him, like, you know, what about Reb Nachman? He doesn't understand.
Fresh Danish.
I guess so. Okay. Man Neumar
Anon. He didn't want to understand.
He held it's a steer to avoid a session.
He tried to understand.
Let me tell you a last shita before you go home that Rav Shach explained. Rav Shach explained that this chelik, that it's impossible to understand, is exactly the place for Emunah. That's where Emunah comes in. There's what we understand. You don't need Emunah. That's what we understand. You don't need Emunah. Understand this is a book. You don't need Emunah. What you need Emunah for, says Rav Shach, he writes this in the Avi Ezri, what you need Emunah for is for the part that you don't understand. It's like a leap of faith. That's exactly what Emunah is. And I'm scratching my head trying to think, is he saying like Rav Nachman is saying about that? He's saying, like, what's going on there? But that's like another shita. Okay, thank you. Please, everybody, come tonight, if you can, to Rav Usher Weiss's shir. Besides for the godless of the shir, it's just it's very important for me and for the shul that we have a mechubad oilam here.